Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast. Lester Isidore says that his book, Connecting the Dots, is a special book because God's Word was written for you. God loves you, cares about you, and that's why he wrote Connecting the Dots. He wants you to read it, follow the instructions in it, and you'll discover his love and learn how to become the person he wants you to be. Lester was born in New Orleans, a background in law enforcement, several sheriff's departments, and the New Orleans Police Department, associate and bachelor's degrees in criminal justice. Lester Isidore, author of Connecting the Dots, joins us on This Week in America. Lester, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning. It was great to be talking to you on the phone this morning.
Well, there's so many things to talk about with your book, Connecting the Dots. Let's start with the inspiration for writing this. When did you decide to write this book? Because you take some issues that can be fairly complicated and break them down into very understandable sections in the book. When did you start writing on this, writing the book? Where did the idea come from?
Well, what I did is that, a lot of times people open a Bible and they read it, but they don't get the understanding of it.
Yes.
And what I did is like I took like Genesis and I wrote down what Genesis is all about so that they can understand what Genesis is talking about. And then what you do, you can go to the scripture that on it and see everything.
This had to be a massive undertaking. Just when you're talking about that, what you would have to go through in research and writing this, how long did this project take you?
Oh, no, it took me like a couple of months.
Ah, okay.
To put it all together, yeah.
And the result is going to be helping people. In fact, if you read the reviews, it is helping people, connecting the dots. Lester Isidore is our guest on the program. If you're Googling that, that's E-Z-I-D-O-R-E. You'll find the book available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll get information and log on. I mean, obviously, Lester, as you were looking at this topic, it was something that you felt was needed. Is there anything else out there like this? This looks like a fairly unique book in the way you go about approaching this.
What I did, I took my time with it, you know.
Yes.
And put it together because I wanted people to understand what it's all about. You know, they just go to their Bible and they read it. They may not get to understand them, but I want them to understand it, you know.
And you do that. It's a collection of inspirational Bible verses. Talk about the best way to read this. In reading reviews, some people sit down and go cover to cover and then use it for research. Other people go to some of the chapters in the Bible that really interested in. What's the best way to go about reading Connecting the Dots and using it in your life?
Wait, say it again, please.
Yeah, what's the best way to use Connecting the Dots? Some read it all the way through, others use it for research, some use it for both. What's the best way to use it?
It's for reading, and then you got a little research in it.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting the Dots, Lester Isidore, our guest in the program. Book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, and you'll be able to link on and get inspiration there. What was the impact this book had on you? Did you learn something as you went back and researched and put the book together?
Well, what I did is because it impacted me at all. It's amazing that what you can understand and read when you start reading that Bible. They have a lot of interesting things in it that it will help a lot of people. You know,
yes.
It would help them understand what they're reading, for one thing. They just don't go through it and they scratch their head, what I'm doing, you know. But what I did is I just wrote one part of it in the front, and then I put the scriptures there where you go search for it, so that make that give you time to let me go to the scripture to find this, so
yes.
I can research it.
And that's why I say some people enjoy reading it, and others will read it and then go back and refer to various verses in the Bible. It's
right.
It's something that's very relatable that you can read. It's easy to read. It's not something I would recommend you read, put up on the bookshelf, and forget it. You can go back, and really this can make an impact on our daily lives, can it?
Oh, yes, it can. Yes, it can. It would help you out a whole lot with your daily life, because if you look at it on the front of the Bible, it say basic instruction before it say Bible, but what it means is basic instruction for leaving this earth. So the without connecting the dots is instructions on each scripture from Genesis to Matthew, from Matthew to Revelation, that you can understand what it's talking about.
Lester Isidore, our guest on the program, E-Z-I-D-O-R-E, Connecting the Dots, book available at Amazon, the usual places. I want to go back to where this journey began for you. I know you were raised by your mother and your grandmother. Was that a house where religion was important, where the Bible was something that, okay. I thought that was going to be the answer. Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you had to. I don't care if you went out that night or whatever, but Sunday morning you getting up going to church. You know, Grandma yes. would wake you up, tell no, If you can't go to church, you can't go nowhere today.
That pretty well that sums up today. Yes, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was church, or you were a quarantine before we knew what quarantine meant, and you were.
That's right.
You were home for the day when you spent that. What has that foundation yes. done for you in your life? And I talk about the background in law enforcement, and you see a lot of bad things out there. You see the worst of society in law enforcement, and you've got degrees in criminal justice. And how important was your faith, is your faith, and getting you through all of those circumstances?
My faith was strong.
Yes.
Because I'll give you an example. One night I got a call about a lady had a gun, all right? And I went on this call, and right before I get there, the Spirit of God showed me that the lady had the gun right behind her back, all right? And when I got out the vehicle, I said, ma'am, I said, I know you got a gun. Please put it down, you know? And she kept saying, I don't have to. Yes, you do. I said, now, all I'm going to ask you again, just please put it down. And she put it down.
Amazing. So you yep. knew, you were basically told before you walked in there what the situation was going to be. So that really,
right.
When you look back on that, that could have been life-saving had you not known that, what the ramifications could have been. One of the chapters in the book it's entitled, It's Hard to Live in This World Today. And I guess we sort of touched on that with that answer.
Yeah.
This really is difficult. We do need some answers today, don't we? I mean, all of a sudden we think things are going along and here comes this virus from another country and it upends our lives forever. It is difficult in the world today, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Because if you look in the Bible, what's going on right now is in the Bible.
Yes.
You know, nothing happens in this world that God don't know about, okay? And this virus right now should be a wake-up call for many people. Because if you notice, over the whole nation in the world, people stop going to church, you know?
Yes.
They stop believing in God. They stop worshiping Him. They stop paying tithes and offering and everything. But what they don't understand, who woke you up this morning? Who gave you the air to breathe? Who started you on your way? You know?
Yes.
Who gave you that job to go on to make this paycheck and everything? And that's what they got to understand.
The following chapter, and it follows along exactly what you're talking about here, is why read the Bible? And I'm thinking, well, probably now more than ever, at least in recent memory, we need it now more than ever, don't we?
That's right. We need it now more than we ever needed.
Yes.
Yes.
The book we're talking about, if you're just joining us, is Connecting the Dots by Lester Isidore. That's E-Z-I-D-O-R-E. Book available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll get you get all the information you need there. Another chapter I find interesting as well, what are we missing? And all of these tie in together, and that directs us back to the Bible verses that you talk about in the book. What are we missing? And we are missing something. Even people that appear to have great success seem to have voids in their lives. So there are things missing. Something's missing in our life today, isn't it?
It is. It is. And what's missing is that the Spirit of God in them. You have to understand something, that God created this universe and God created us. Okay. We have a certain amount of time that we're going to be here, and then after that, we'll be gone. But it's not about you. It's about the Lord. And that's what they need to understand.
You've been writing since, like, 1980. Have you ever done anything as important, as vital, as connecting the dots? Because this really... It does connect the dots, and it does connect us with a very powerful message that will shape our lives. I would say this really is very important.
It really is. It really is. What I'm trying to do is like win many souls for Christ as I can, and connecting the dots would help the people that just beginning to start reading the Bible, where they can understand what they're reading and know that I have to go this direction instead of going this direction.
And I would think it would be good, too. I'm going to ask you about the feedback reaction you're getting, but I would think somebody that read the Bible, you know, years ago, sort of casually read the Bible, maybe recently, suddenly they've got a new perspective on the Bible. They're looking at it in a different way and getting these messages reinforced that maybe brought back to mind that they had forgotten years ago. So this is a good refresher for all of us, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it really is. It helped you out, you know, more than anything. Sometimes we go through stuff that we just don't understand. But when there's a scripture that you can go through, you can go through song or proverbs and find something. The Lord said, trust in him with all his might. You know, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Words like that would help the people when you're going through trials and tribulations.
Well, and you can find that in the book, and I want to talk about the challenges of putting the book together. You have this concept, you go to put the book together. The book is very easy to read. Too often we get a book that maybe approaches a topic like this, and we get lost in all the jargon and all the talk. You get right to the point. It's very readable. Talk about the challenges of taking this message and maximizing the efficiency, the effectiveness of it by having it something that's relatable to all of us.
Oh, yeah. Putting it together was like basically finding the main ingredients.
Yes.
That we would like the people to understand and know. Where they won't be scratching their head and wondering this or that, they'll know what I'm talking about, all right? And they'll know what the Lord is talking about in his word. And what it does is like, what I did is like, it will stick to you as you go along. And if you go through something, then you know, oh, wait a minute, I can go to this scripture to read about this and that. You see?
Yes.
It helps you out.
And that was sort of
most of all, it helps you to grow.
Exactly. And that was the aspect. You put it up in the bookshelf after you've read it and you go back to it. It's a book that you'll be referring to quite frequently as you come through little crossroads in life here, setbacks, and you want to go and maybe joyous times in life, and you want the reaffirmation on that, and you go back and you're able to look this up in the book because it's very simple to do. Everybody right. goes through periods where even if you've got that solid faith, sometimes you sort of doubt it, wondering why you're put in these positions. One of the chapters in the book is I Almost Gave Up. Were there times in your life when you had to stop and sort of go back and reaffirm that foundation that your mom and your grandmother instilled in you?
Oh, yeah, because sometimes it'd be rough. It'd be hard, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes you want to give up. Seriously. I mean, I don't care who you are. Sometimes you want to go up. But I say when you look up to the hear from where your help come from, the help come from the Lord. And when you feel that you want to really give up, just look up and let the Lord talk to you about it.
Well, that's
right now, all over the world, we know that a lot of people are going through a lot. They don't understand, they don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But just look up. That's all it is.
That's a pretty simple message. You break it down. It's a powerful message that you've broken down. So, again, it's understandable. You can stop and just look up. Just remember that, and it helps you put things in some type of perspective. You've done such an excellent job with connecting the dots. Are you working on other projects? Are you writing other books currently?
Yeah. Well, I had another book out, too, called Encouraging Words. I wrote that one right after my mama died. I wrote that, and I wrote it right after Katrina.
Ah, which you saw firsthand being in New Orleans. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk about being in it. Were you with law enforcement during that period?
Yes, I was.
Boy, you had your hands full down there. And everything I read, it's such a tragedy that goes on to this day. This is not something you've bounced back from yet down there, have you?
No. Uh-uh. And you still see a lot of stuff that's all over, debris and houses all messed up.
It's just amazing, and what a great American city, New Orleans, and what you had to endure down there. Lester Ezidore, our guest on the program, that's E-Z-I-D-O-R-E. If you're Googling, you'll find his book, Connecting the Dot. The dots are available at Amazon, the usual places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we can link you on directly to get information and buy a copy of Lester's book. Lester, the time has gone by way too quickly. Excellent job with this. I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. You want people to follow the instructions in it so you'll discover his love and learn how to become the persons he wants you to be. It's a pretty simple message, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's simple, right to the point, and just letting you know God wants you to call on him in any time of need.
Thank you for stating this and writing this in such a way that we all can easily read it and understand it. Too often we have a chance, we seem to want to overcomplicate everything. This is a very simple message, a powerful message, a life-changing message. The book is Connecting the Dots by Lester Ezidore, our guest on the program. Lester, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
And thank you for your time.
It has been our pleasure. Connecting the Dots, you'll find information at Amazon and, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.